show you, though, the definitions of the circle and the triangle. These are both children of rectangle, and they don't need any more instance variables. They inherit all the instance variables from rectangle, so they have xy, wh, bxdy, and color. It has its own constructor, mCircle, which takes an x, y, a w, and h, and it just initializes the instance variables x, y, w, and h by calling the constructor from mRectangle by using this keyword super. Now, the other thing it has to, it's going to inherit all the other methods it needs, including the move method, but it wants to give a different paint function, so that if you declare something of type mCircle, it'll call this paint function instead. And this paint function draws an oval of equal width and height. And so you get the circle shape instead of the rectangle shape. And then we have a similar one where mTriangle can also extend mRectangle. It has the same idea. It uses x and y as the upper left-hand corner. It uses the width and height as kind of a bounding box around the triangle. again, I can write this simple constructor, which uses the constructor from mRectangle, and then I redefine paint. I didn't have the drawing package didn't directly have something for drawing triangles, but I just calculated how to draw three lines that would draw the triangle.